USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump calls himself the greatest and most loyal champion of law enforcement. The president also criticizes the murder rate of the Windy City and singles out Chicago for its sanctuary city policies.
Chicago is unfortunately the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper calls the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr el-Baghdadi a devastating blow to the terrorist organization. Esper also says during a Pentagon briefing that our troops will remain in Syria to protect oil fields.
U.S. troops will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources. And we will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Kincade Fire in Northern California is rapidly expanding. Cal Fire says it burned another 12,000 acres overnight, increasing in size to over 66,000 acres in Sonoma County. Petaluma, California resident Nicole Miller tells USA Radio News that evacuation centers have been set up all across her town.
Petaluma has been set up as the area for evacuees to be able to go. Our fairgrounds are completely filled. We have a bunch of churches and the Petaluma Community Center that were all open for the evacuees and are now at capacity.
Petaluma is 30 miles from the fire. The American Academy of Pediatrics says children should have greater access to metabolic and bariatric surgery. The organization is describing severe obesity among children and adolescents as an epidemic within an epidemic that could dramatically shorten the life expectancy of an entire generation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr's review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. It's being conducted by U.S. Attorney John Durham, who has the power to subpoena witness testimony and documents. Attorney General Barr tells Fox News what he thinks about former intelligence officials trashing the investigation.
We'll let the chips fall where they may. I think they all know John Durham's reputation, and we'll just see how it turns out. But I do want to say that one of the reasons Mr. Durham is able to make the kind of progress he's making is because Director Wray and his team at the FBI have just been outstanding in the support and responsiveness they've given.
A new tell-all book about Harvey Weinstein's arrest has revealed some secrets about cover-ups, and now one network is switching gears to try and save face. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
NBC is saying any former employee who signed a non-disclosure agreement can now speak about it if they were a victim of sexual misconduct while working at the company. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow made the announcement.
Any former NBC News employee who believes that they cannot disclose their experience with sexual harassment as a result of a confidentiality or non-disparagement provision in their separation agreement should contact NBC Universal, and we will release them from that perceived obligation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.